WRCS Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at the high school schedule.
The Richland Center soccer team is underway tonight against Platteville Lancaster. There are a lot of volleyball matches in the area this evening, including basketball at Riverdale in the SWAL, a match for Ithaca. They're at home against Seneca in a key Ridge and Valley match, and Weston is home against North Crawford. Kickapoo is at Wazika Steuben. River Valley volleyball team is at Lancaster. And coming up tonight on WRCO, the Richland Center High School volleyball team is hosting Platteville. It was a five-set match last time. I asked Coach Jamie Johnson about that.
Yeah, we went five. Reviewing that, we had some struggles at times. We were behind the first set, came back and won it, which seems to be our theme this year at times. But lost the second, third set, fourth set. We had momentum. We played very clean. Got up in the fifth set, and we ran a play that was just a miscommunication. I think could have been a big momentum boost, and it turned to be a big momentum killer. Allowed them to tie the score. They got an ace, and then they just got momentum in that fifth set. And, you know, that momentum is so huge in that fifth set. So it's definitely doable, especially with our home crowd and a homecoming crowd, hopefully, that we can get this done. We tried a new lineup that night, and it's the lineup we've been out playing with since then. So we're definitely more comfortable in our coverage and just our plays and things like that. So hopefully we'll be more efficient. And we had a good weekend on Saturday. We played very well, played a lot cleaner, better job on the service eve and running our plays and moving things around.
Hear the match tonight, beginning with a pre-match around 6:45 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
A wild doubleheader saw the New York Mets split two games with the Atlanta Braves, setting up a three-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers that started today. The Mets and Brewers just faced off for the final three games of the regular season. The Brewers won the first two games, and they also swept the Mets at the beginning of the year, holding a 5-1 record against New York this year. Game one of the best-of-three series is currently underway, and right now, first of all, the Brewers did score two runs in the bottom of the first inning, but then in the top of the second, the Mets countered with three runs. And so right now it's in the bottom of the third inning. There's nobody out, and the Brewers are at bat, and there's a runner on first base, and the Mets are leading that game by a score of 3-2. And you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he doesn't believe cornerback Jaire Alexander, who missed Sunday's loss to the Minnesota Vikings with a combination of quad and groin injuries, will be out of the lineup long term. In fact, the Packers aren't ruling out the possibility of him playing this week against the Los Angeles Rams. The Packers won't practice again until Wednesday when the first injury report of Week 5 arrives. A true update on Alexander's status for Sunday might not arrive until the final injury report on Friday. The Wisconsin Badgers will travel to New Jersey October 12th for an 11 a.m. kickoff against Rutgers. Wisconsin's Week 7 matchup against Rutgers will be a crucial one, as the Scarlet Knights have started the year 4-0 with wins over Washington and Virginia Tech thus far. The Badgers are coming off a 38-21 loss to the USC Trojans on the road, moving them to 2-2 on the year and 0-1 in conference play. Wisconsin is back at home Saturday to take on Purdue. Bucks fans got welcome news during the team's media day yesterday that Chris Middleton will take part in October's training camp. Bucks general manager John Horst says Middleton is doing really well and his ankle surgeries were a normal off-season cleanup procedure. While taking part in the training camp is good news, NBA insider Chris Haynes reports last week that Middleton still hasn't been cleared for 5-on-5 drills, meaning that he won't see any preseason action until he reaches that stage. And Buffalo Bills edge rusher Von Miller was suspended 4 games by the NFL today for violating this league's personal conduct policy. The NFL did not reveal the reason for the suspension, which comes as Buffalo prepares to play at the Houston Texans on Sunday. Miller is the NFL's active leader in sacks. He's eligible to join the to rejoin the Bills ahead of their home game against Miami on November 3rd. Miller was accused last November of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend at their home outside Dallas during the Bills' bye week. No charges have been filed, and Miller said in July he considered the case closed. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.